All right, welcome to another segment of Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Beats, South Philadelphia. My name is Quimby. I am the owner of the Green Legion, your host, and your host from the Miami weekend, which was phenomenal with the exception of the obvious, but our 2,000 clients had a blast. About out of the 2,050, about 2,040 had a blast, and 10 people will just never be able to please. No. that's fine with us.
Those are good statistics, though.
Yeah, I'll take that percentage.
That is
all
awesome.
Day, every day. Live from Chickies and Pete's, $2.75. Yingling lagers all night. Try the Muscles Red. That is my favorite. Subscribe to the Green Legion Radio Show on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Download us, rate us, review us, subscribe. It all helps. We hit number 8, top sports podcast. Top professional sports podcast. And Dave hit, of course, 6 or 5.
Five.
I got gotcha. You.
Wait a minute. You went up? Well, when you lose, people want to hear about it.
Oh, okay.
Dave did not have a good pod on Monday morning. He was just so down in the dirt.
I'm still down in the dumps.
We're all down in the dumps.
Yes, we are.
Anyway, real quick, Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by Miller Lite, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, all City Fitness, Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market, and of course, across the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness, and our good friend, Quinn, Jeff Quinn. I hope he's doing well. And our podcast friends at 4th and John, and Sean Brace at Philly Influencer and 102.5 The Gambler, and of course, Chickies and Pete's here in South Philadelphia. Chickies and Pete's is a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles and the official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link. Everybody, I'd like to introduce my panel for the evening, producing the show and pretending like he knows what he's doing and he's been to Aruba. Rob Valivas, how are you?
What I learned is when we start a little bit earlier, I drive like you. I think I ran 6 red lights between here and Springhouse and I cut about 27 people off.
Did you get caught?
Nope.
Then you didn't run any red lights.
Oh, sure.
Next to him, host of the Eagles Insider Podcast, Dave Spadaro.
Thank you.
What's up, Dave?
How you doing, Dave?
Great.
2 over from him. Number 78 in your program. Number 1 in your hearts. 380 pounds of pure love. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening. Good evening.
Next to him, we were upset to hear that you had to miss last week's show, but happy to have you back, sir. Hope everything is well in the family.
Talent like this demands 2 bye weeks, so I just took my 2nd bye week. I'm ready for the stretch run.
We're trying to replace you.
Everybody, that's Shut Up Diaz at the end. And, of course, the man of the hour, Mr. Cravon LeBlanc.
What's up, Cravon?
How y'all doing?
Good to have you here,
sir. Good to have him back on the field, man.
Yes.
Yeah. A long time.
Glad to be back.
Seriously.
Glad to be back.
Hollis.
Yes, sir.
What happened in sports history today, baby?
Well, today is December the 3rd. This is the 337th day of the year. There's 28 days left in this year. So we're going to go actually to 1944, to the merger that never happened. The merger that never happened was the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Cardinals. They were actually supposed to merge for their season, but the war ended early, so they didn't have to do anything for the 1945 season.
Really?
That would be World War II.
Yeah, World War II. Yeah, you knew that. And then we got in 1950, we have the Browns was the last NFL team with no passing game. That they beat the Philadelphia Eagles 13-7.
Uh-oh.
I put that in there because they ran the ball.
They scored 13 points.
It's like I never left. The same argument.
In 1956, Will Chamberlain, he made his varsity debut.
Who keeps banging the table?
It's a little bit of both.
Knock it off.
He made his varsity debut, scoring 52 points and bringing down 31 rebounds.
Wow.
Into college. And also, last but not least, this is the day where the Warriors terminated Latrell Sprewell's contract for an ordeal that went on and during practice. Anybody remember that ordeal?
He's choking his coach.
Oh, yeah, he choked P.J. Carlissimo.
There's so many ways we can go with that one right now.
Well, I have a couple of quick holidays for you. Today is National Apple Pie Day. It's your favorite.
Every holiday you talk about has to do with food.
Yeah, but I put this one in here especially for you. The Green Bean Casserole Day. And today is also, and I especially put this one in here for what we're about to talk about. Today is Spirit of the Game Day.
Today is National Giving Day.
It is also giving, but we're not giving.
We have a lot to give during the show today.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to give you guys plenty of it.
There you go.
Hollis has an inside joke with me on green bean casserole. My stepmom, love her to death. Unfortunately, she does not know how to make your typical green bean casserole. She put sour cream in it last year. And everybody went, yeah, this is delicious, while they're trying to choke it down at the Thanksgiving
sour dinner. Cream?
Yeah, sour cream. We'll never finish that.
But that's all right. Hey, that's all I got for you.
We do have a lot to get to, and we only have Craven and Dave until 6:45, so let's step up. Let's get to it. We're going to get to around the league real fast, and simple question. Diaz, is Baltimore the best team in the league?
I wouldn't want to play them right now, so I'd say yeah.
All right. Hollis.
Yes.
100%.
Well, I think right now, 100%, they're doing everything right, and even though they didn't have a good game, they stepped up and was able to pull that game out.
All right. Craven, you're not allowed to answer that question without being a little biased, but we want your opinion.
The best team in the league is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Of course.
Yeah, always ride with the Eagles.
Always ride.
Always.
Yeah. Well, then, Dave
Spadaro. We don't give up.
Okay, all right.
We don't give up.
But, objectively speaking, let's say the Philadelphia Eagles were not in the league right now. Would you say the Baltimore Ravens are the best team?
I would say that they're doing something special out there in Baltimore. They're gelling together. They're coming along, and they're just having fun and making plays.
They are.
I would still go with the San Francisco 49ers.
Even if the
Ravens just lost in bad weather in Baltimore. I think their defense is really strong, and I think their offense is more playoff worthy than. I just think Lamar Jackson in the playoffs, it will not be this easy.
Sure. Rob, you agree with that?
100% agree with Dave on this.
He's going to get exposed.
I may go Seattle is the best team.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Well, I'm right. If you guys are looking at the run sheet right now, Rob.
No, I've been saying it since week one. A guy that depends based on running in the playoffs, the defense is going to shut him down.
Well, but I think he's diffused the argument that he's only a running quarterback. The kid can throw.
Yep. We will see what happens in the playoffs.
Accuracy.
If you guys are reading the run sheet, I said after this question, is San Francisco the best, despite the loss, the best team in the NFC? But right below that, is Seattle close behind or better? And that's an interesting question, Dave.
I don't care. I care about the Eagles. I care about getting this thing right. Yep. I know there's four games left. I know how people feel, how pissed everybody is. Whoa. The team is pissed off. And the Eagles, as crazy as it is, can win four straight games and get to the playoffs.
Gotta win one first,
but that's how a team thinks. Mm. Until you are officially eliminated, you never give up.
I'm liking this new Dave.
Hold on a second. We're not.
I know you're not giving up.
We're never giving up.
Everybody's disappointed. That was a terrible loss on Sunday.
Okay,
terrible.
But hold on. We're going to get to all that. We got a little bit of a
I'm all riled up now, Craven.
I can tell. There's a couple beads of sweat forming on top of them, forming on top of the dome. What about the Saints?
Yeah, really good team. Sneaking up. I just don't know if Drew Brees. There's something wrong with that offense, I think.
It's not what it was.
I mean, Michael Thomas is so good.
Right.
Why is Michael Thomas so good?
Because he catches the ball. Good.
I feel like he's a very crafty player. He takes pride in, you know, being one of the top receivers in the league, and he has, like, a lot of people sleep on his hands. Like, you can be all up on him, in his face, on his hip pocket, and he'll still just find a way to make that catch. So he definitely has that dog in him.
Is he strong? He's not fast, right? He's not like particularly.
No, he's not fast.
He's a possession receiver, but he just gets crafty. He runs very crisp.
And his quarterback is Drew Brees.
But to what you guys are saying about Drew Brees, I feel like he came back a little bit too early from that injury, mainly because of what Teddy Bridgewater was doing. And you find, as a player, you find yourself doing that when somebody else is doing your position.
Do you think Drew Brees felt threatened?
Yeah. Huh. Trust me, it don't matter who you are. When somebody else is in your position and they're playing well, because you only have a short time period, and I know you know they, as you get older and a little longer in the tooth, they try to usher your happy ass out the door. And there's no bones about that. But I feel like he was feeling a little bit of heat and a little bit of pressure and wanted to get back.
I find that
fair.
Yeah,
because if you look at it, that second game when they was lighting this happy self up, The second game, they lit him up.
Are people sleeping on Kansas City?
Yes.
You know what? No. It's always going to – I'm sorry. For me, when it comes to Kansas City, it's always going to go back to who's coaching.
Yeah.
And at the end, they're not going to be there.
We'll see what they do this Sunday. They play Sunday,
Patrick Mahomes is the most dynamic quarterback in the league, 100%.
And they were playing the Raiders. What the hell is everybody talking about?
Hold on a second. But the Raiders show up one day and they don't show up the next.
Yeah.
It's the same old Raiders.
Yeah, and it's when you look at it, yeah, they may sneak up on a couple of people, but when it gets to the playoffs, I don't think with what, especially with who's the coordinator, and I know him, and I don't think his defense is going to pass to the playoffs.
Don't worry, we're going to talk about coordinators tonight.
Oh God!
But
preferably after Cravon and I leave.
We do have 15 minutes, but don't worry. No, it's you know what? We're going to get to it. It's a disturbing loss.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. If you told me we put up 30 on Miami, I would have told you we win that game.
That's the shocking part. I mean,
we're going to get back to that. While we're around the league and right before we take our first break, and by the way, everybody, when we go to break, anybody that wants to come up and take pictures with Hollis, Cravon, Dave, get their autographs, by all means do. To the Rams. Are the Rams starting to find their groove again?
I hope so. They play the Cowboys next week.
Do we think they're in the hunt, even though they're the third best team in the NFC West right now?
I still think the Vikings are really good.
Yeah. I think they just kind of they ran into a bus going up there to Seattle, and I don't think they knew what they were in for. And it was some guys, and I was talking to Dave about this before we came on. Some of the guys from the Vikings kind of dogged it because I felt like they thought the game was over. And they actually could have tied their game. It was a few plays that I kept rewinding to make sure that I was seeing what I was seeing, and some guys pretty much checked out.
I gotcha. All right, well, let's do this, man. We're gonna take our first break live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia, here on Green Legion Radio. Don't forget, every Monday night starting at 6 p.m., $19.99, all you can eat, Chickies wings and crab fries. We'll be back right after this. All right, everybody, we're back on Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Do not forget, every Monday night here, see a different Eagles player doing live radio shows. Brandon Graham, Nelson Aguilar, Sidney Jones, Corey Clement. We have Cravon LeBlanc in-house tonight.
Woo-woo-woo!
Very happy to have him. We're going to get to him in our final segment. Got some interesting things to talk to him about. In Green Legion news, we did not win the game on Sunday, but we did not lose our tailgate.
No way.
In any way, shape, or form.
Nor the pep rally the night before.
Oh, my God, Dave. First of all, I have to commend you and the rest of the Eagles organization for what you did.
That was fun.
It was honestly, it was a very surreal moment for me as a promoter.
Awesome sauce.
To paint the picture, if anybody's been to the Parrot in Fort Lauderdale, it's the best Eagles bar you can find outside of the tri-state area. Hands down, no questions asked. Joe O'Donnell, Tim, the owners, they just get it. Their bar is meant for Philadelphia people in Florida. And it's designed, it's built, it's your corner bar that's huge, but it's just filled with Philly people left and right. We closed down the entire street, the entire block.
It was amazing.
It was really, really cool.
We showed up with cheerleaders, with Swoop, and with former Eagles cornerback Lito Shepherd.
Go ahead, Rob. What do you got?
You
got
to give a shout-out to Trey, who did a heck of a job DJing the whole night.
He did
a fantastic job.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that because I heard you CB'd him a couple times down there. That's on the list.
I did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, the other guy behind your mic.
But that's
what are you
all right.
Talking about?
Here we go.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I have no clue who he's. But this will be news to me. I have no idea what he's talking about.
But in addition to that, we had William Fuller.
Yep.
We had Carlos Emmons.
Correct.
We had
Freddie Barnett.
Yep.
We had
and Hollis
Tank. Yep. And I'm sorry, he's noteworthy. We had Jari Evans down there.
Yep.
Even though we know he never played for the Eagles, but 6-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman for the Saints
from
out of Frankfort High School and Bloomsburg University, local guy. He is a huge Philadelphia sports fan. He's just, I don't think he's ever allowed to wear anything green because he'll never get a promo opportunity with the Saints again if he
does.
Well,
it also doesn't match his Super Bowl ring that he was wearing
there.
So,
of course, yeah. Of course. But so also on the way home, cute little story. I just got back 2.5 hours ago. I'm on about 15 hours of sleep in the last 4 days. I'm still pushing through. Our waitress, Taylor, if you have the luxury or pleasure of having her as your server, she's making sure I'm amped up right now. As we're waiting for our bags, we got about 90 people on a flight back from West Palm, and I make a mention at bag claim thanking everybody for coming down. And number 10, D-Jax, was right there. But he had his hoodie on, and he was trying to be a little quiet. And as I left and thanked everybody and appreciated them for what they did and gave them a happy holidays, I also said, and give your best get wells to D-Jax sitting right over here.
I'm sure he appreciated that.
I'm sure he hated every bit of it.
I'm sure he's the next special guest on Greenleaf.
Dave, please try to ask him if he'll come
try to get him for the last meeting.
Anyway, all right.
Right before the Super Bowl,
let's start breaking this down. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's talk about that which we don't want to talk about. Eagles are 5-7 and still in the hunt, which is crazy because
not only in the hunt though, Quimby, controlling destiny.
Yep.
Dallas has to lose another game.
That's not true.
What?
We don't control.
Eagles win all four. They win the division.
That's right.
But
if it's destiny, that's...
That's not destiny.
Oh, you're right.
Eagles
you're
control
right.
their playoff okay, fate.
Oh, no, you're right. Fate, you're right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't count us out yet.
Man. That's right.
Craybon, I've seen you on the field. You hit like a Mack truck, baby. And I'm going to lay down a challenge for you on our next break.
Okay.
You like cars?
Yeah, like
all right, all right. This works.
Just so you know, our friend Boston Scott will be showing up here in the next 15 to 20 minutes.
You hope.
Property? That's great.
You see, just go to Boston and drive it?
No.
Just peep it. It's his.
All right. So if you told me that the Eagles put up 30 points on offense this week, we win that game. 100%. Defense has been strong for the last few weeks. We know that. I hate Fitzpatrick. Mm. I really just want to shave a line right up his beard, right in the middle. No, a little bit to the side so it doesn't even look like it's accurate. Yeah, but offense comes out firing. They get a little stale in the second quarter. But you go up 14 points against the Dolphins, and you kind of think you're going to be able to hold this. This is yours. And Dave, tell us.
Well, look, I can't explain. I'm speechless. They scored on 6 consecutive possessions, 5 touchdowns.
Yep.
They threw a bunch of balls down the field. Devontae Parker, great receiver, went up and got him. Fitzpatrick was on fire, as he usually is against the Eagles.
That's it.
The offense didn't sustain the momentum.
Fitzpatrick is Cousins. Cousins is Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a really bad last quarter and a half. Eagles had a 28-14 lead midway through the third quarter, and you expect a team to run away. That's what teams in the going to the playoffs do. And so they didn't do it. Eagles didn't do it, and hopefully this is a wake-up call to everybody that you cannot coast.
Yeah, you got
and
it.
I don't think the Eagles. Actually, I don't think anybody coasted.
Hold on. Diaz, what do you have?
Well, you would expect them to run away, and it seems like that's what a lot of the fans are talking about.
I'm sure I say this every week.
Not running it down.
Run the ball.
Yeah, they ran.
The Eagles ran the ball.
Yeah, they ran.
There was a lot of passing at the end of the game.
But leading up to, I've told Dave this on a couple of occasions. You kind of pass to win. I was like, but. At some point when you're ahead, you want to milk that lead and you want to exact
your dominance.
They
did run the ball.
Hold on. I'm with you. I'm with you. It's like, and I knew what we were trying to do. The nail in the coffin would have been the touchdown that I felt like Zach dropped, and I felt like the entire win out of not only our team, but everybody in the stands, and everybody's looking to a moment in the game where it was like, damn. I was already thinking, damn, this is any given Sunday. No matter what we say, that touchdown we gave up on that on that fake kick, and they were doing everything that a team that has nothing to lose does. And I don't think
and you're right.
Yeah, and I don't think our team. I don't think they realized that until it was too late.
I disagree. I think everybody knew that Dolphins were going to try some sort of trick plays. They'd done it before. Eagles were prepared. And
as Cravon is shaking his head, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was part of the game plan.
But see,
this is where I understand what you're saying. But subconsciously, we did not play.
Here's what it is. It's like you guys played, so right. And Cravon, you're a player. Killer instinct. Where's the killer instinct
exactly.
come from?
That's
where it is. I mean, it's where's that the yeah. Eagles needed to put the Dolphins
out of their misery.
Yeah. Cravon, what was the huddle like in the third and fourth quarter? Talk to us. I mean, we're not placing blame. We're not putting anybody on a.
No, there's no blame at all. I mean, we kind of knew that they was gonna come out like Dave said and do some trickery, throw the ball up a couple times. And I mean, tip our hats off to those guys. Devontae Parker, he just made some catches, came down with some 50-50 balls. That's. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. It wasn't that like we wasn't prepared or for whatever they had up their sleeves to throw at us.
Right.
You know, we knew that they was going to do that. And for the past 4 weeks, every team has hit us with like trick plays or some type of big play of any form. So
Okay. Well, that's an interesting observation, and it bodes a question. Is there something about the defensive setup, or you know, that Schwartz is throwing out there where you're susceptible to? Or is it just?
I think it's fair. Jim will meet the media tomorrow. I think he will answer those questions. Why didn't you give help? Why did you leave cornerbacks out there by themselves? It seems very obvious to all of us that hey, why didn't you bring a safety over the top or match up Russell Douglas or some bigger cornerback on Parker? But he'll have to answer those questions. I'm not going to speculate on that. And I know Cravon is not going to speculate on that.
No.
Sorry about that.
No, please. I'm just asking.
I'd like to ask Jim.
I'm not going to speculate because it's not like that. He just got beat. Sorry about that. It's not like he just got toasted. I mean, those were, like he said, there were 50-50 balls.
And the guys were there.
Yeah. And guys were there. What I didn't like was the constant openness of the tight end across the middle up the seam. I did not desire that. And then even if you went over those trick plays, what the hell was y'all doing when a trick play happened? That's what as a coach, he can't come on the field and say anything. But as a coach, I feel like at that point, I know everybody's saying the same thing. Call a damn timeout and remind everybody, because everybody is not of the same mindset. And sometimes guys, especially defensive ends, drift off into la la land. I played with one that I had to tell where to go a lot.
Who was that?
You had to tell them where to go, and you had to remind them. But that's the thing as a coach.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
I think they will learn. I think they learned. It's just a learning experience for them. But I wish that it didn't happen like this. And that's the only thing. When that play came up, you're supposed to burn one of those timeouts. Damn, keeping it. Burn one of those timeouts to make sure everybody knows what they're doing and knows their responsibility. That's it.
You know, this town is a little gun shy from burning timeouts.
Yeah, because of what's happened in the past. But in that situation, to give up seven rather than to give up seven, I'd rather give up three than seven. Because that timeout, they know that you went over there, you told everybody about their responsibility. So they're just going to kick the field goal now.
I got you. Dave.
And look, I've been part of these things for many, many years. It's a game of momentum.
Right.
And the thing that's most troubling through 12 games here is that the Eagles haven't been able to sustain momentum.
No, so you know what the Eagles haven't been able to do? Their defense and offense haven't come together on a game.
Well, it's very inconsistent.
One plays, one doesn't.
See, I'm of the belief that if you get a spark,
right,
then it turns the whole season around. And so the Eagles need to find a spark on Monday night.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find that when I drop the Maz challenge on Cravon.
It's not a bad challenge.
It's not a bad challenge, homie. It will up your game. Yeah. Tremendously.
All right, so let's talk about Carson for a minute. I know you don't want to.
I don't mind talking about Carson.
Again.
Played a good game.
Again, if you said we put up 30 against the Dolphins, I say we win that game. But we're still seeing some inconsistency there. Still sailing passes. It's not all the time.
Right.
But it's not the Carson Wentz that we saw 2 years ago. And understand, Dave, as you and I have been debating this the entire season, my debates are based on a comparison from a campaign where had Carson not gone down with that injury, arguably and easily would have been the MVP of the season. And I don't see the same quarterback. And by the way, just showing up, Boston Scott. What's up, baby?
What up, B?
So
we didn't think you were going to show.
I didn't think you were
going to show. Cravon does not know what's going on here.
Yeah. I know. He doesn't know. I'll tell you later. Yeah. I'm not gonna,
anyway,
I'm not gonna,
Carson Wentz. It's not just Carson. It's the offense isn't the same as it was. And that's just part of the inconsistency of a football team.
Yeah, I think, you know, too, to compare Carson Wentz, I mean, 2017 Carson Wentz might have been the best Carson Wentz that you get.
Playing with a lead.
Yeah, everything came together in a perfect way. Yeah. I mean, that's an MVP
offensive
guy.
Line was great.
Just because he's not playing at an MVP
run game
level.
Was strong.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
run game was strong. Yeah, bro. What? Run game was strong?
You
said
it? Oh. When you have a lead, a big lead, you run the ball. You throw early and get a lead, and then you run the ball.
So it's 14 points, a big lead?
That's what you, yeah.
Okay.
They ran the ball.
What's frustrating is when you're not winning, every mistake gets magnified. It gets blown up.
But again, I will say this from the team side, as disappointing as it is to be 5-7, and Cravon and I have to go to this event tonight with clients, and you still understand that the players, the coaches, everybody in the team, 4 games left, got to turn it around. Thankfully, have an opportunity to turn it around.
Rob, Quimby, I think you share that you have half the fan base where you want to rip Carson for his 4 or 5 bad throws, yet he threw for 60% completion percentage, 310 yards, 3 touchdowns, and they didn't lose the game because of him. And talk about some of the good throws he had on
I'm
going to bring those up.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Same.
It's – I don't – okay, let's bring this to a point. Let's surmise what we can't get our hands wrapped around. There's something about this team that's not gelling yet.
It's not the quarterback's fault.
Whatever.
Hold up. The quarterback is the leader.
Okay.
And then so when he's going to get all of the blame, but he's also going to get all of the credit. So he has to step up as a man and accept the role as the leader. And you can't – no matter – he will step up. You can't be an apologist. I was going to tell you that he's an apologist. As a player, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, did I do enough for us to win?
Hey, we can't have two apologists on the panel.
You are.
Oh, are you talking about Zach?
Yeah, Zach.
What's up, Zach Master?
You can't say that he had a bad game, but. It's no but.
Right.
He could have leave it at that.
I don't think he had a bad game.
He didn't have a bad game.
There's something
off. Yep. On both sides.
You know why he had a bad game? Because we're sitting here talking about an L. I don't give a damn what your stats was. We lost. We didn't do enough to win as a team. Not as a quarterback. Not as a defensive tackle. Not as an offensive tackle. Not as any single player. We lost as a team and as a fan base. We lost.
I can tell you the only time I hear Hollis get angry like this outside of sports, but it'll be for the Rob B Show, which airs every Wednesday.
Thanks for the clap. I appreciate that. the one person that I paid the clap,
people.
I'll take it. Hollis, so let me just get this straight.
Yep.
So if one aspect of the team doesn't play well, it's still the quarterback's fault.
It's everybody's fault.
That's exactly what he said.
Mute him.
I said, as a man, you step up and accept your faults. But as a team and an organization and as a fan base, we lost the game together.
They did lose the game together. There's no
question. We lost together. You can talk about all the good crap you want to, but it means nothing.
Look at Hollis getting all uptight.
No, because you lose it. That crap don't mean nothing.
Everybody, we're going to continue to debate this, but when we come back, we are going to highlight Cravon LeBlanc, talk about everything he likes, talk about him as a player, talk about him. We'll be back at Chickie's. All right, everybody, welcome back to our not final segment of Green Legion Radio. Do not forget, wager, then watch all the action at Chickie's and Pete's Casino locations at Parks Casino in Bensalem and at the Tropicana in Atlantic City on the boardwalk. We are live from Chickie's and Pete's, South Philadelphia. We are here with Cravon LeBlanc, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
I'm giving fashion help to Dave Spadaro in the bathroom. He'll be back out in a moment.
Not that kind of show.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going there.
All right, so This is a segment we call Get to Know. Oh, sorry, Rob.
No, I was going to go to our Facebook fan page on the Green Legion fan
page. Oh, what do we have?
You can see the live feed. You can always comment. So two quick things. Missy Cooper says, what's up, Hollis?
Hey, what's
and,
up?
And also Antonio Williams says, is Hollis upset? I said, yeah, he's pretty much upset all the time.
No, nah, I'm not upset all the time.
Is that just, only with me?
No, just sometimes you spew out some
knowledge, Hollis. It's called knowledge.
Bad propaganda.
Okay, yeah, so sure. Let's talk real fast, and I'm going to do something right now.
Okay.
Dave, stop. Don't move.
Okay.
All right, turn towards the crowd. Does everybody feel as though he should wear the skull cap with that suit tonight?
No.
I think he should wear it outside, but he should take it off as he's entering the building.
It's cold out.
I told him it'll build his street cred, but apparently that didn't
I don't need to build my street cred.
Don't listen to that.
All right, everybody, let's get to know Cravon LeBlanc, shall we?
Yeah, let's get
All right.
to it.
Yes.
Let's get to it.
All right. Cravon, you're 25 years old. Is it Belgrade?
Yeah, Belgrade.
Belgrade, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
5'11", 190 pounds. You hit like you're 210.
Yes, sir.
Played college at Florida Atlantic. You were signed by the Pats as a rookie free agent.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Chicago,
yep.
Detroit, and then finally here last season where we hope you found a home.
Yep.
Tell us about that road for an undrafted rookie and talk to us, man. Tell us what that's like, man, because none of us know.
I mean, to give y'all a little insight, undrafted players, it's just an opportunity. And as a college player with hopes and dreams and aspirations to be an NFL football player, that's all you could ask for. And New England gave me that. They gave me a chance. They gave me an opportunity.
You had a one-handed interception in a preseason game, and it was considered the top play
In preseason.
Yeah. And then you moved on to Chicago.
Tell
us about that. Because hold on, because we want a little knowledge of the inner workings of the Bill Belichick.
Right.
Empire, and by empire I mean the dark side of the force.
You can be as cruel and descriptive as you'd like.
Yeah. Well, I was playing some pretty good football at the time. Ended up getting an interception with one hand, and that was versus the Saints, actually. Being the top player in preseason, so as in my head, I'm thinking like I found
you got
team
a spot.
I got a spot, or,
right?
Let my play speak for itself, but and then. I made it all the way past the second wave, so you know you got the first cut, the second cut.
Right.
And then when the third cut came, he called me into the office, and, you know, he was like, you had a good preseason, you made some plays out there, we want you to be on practice squad. But he was just explaining to me if they release me, I would have to get 24 hours to get claimed by somebody, and if I go unclaimed, then I would just revert back to practice squad.
All right. And you were claimed.
I was claimed by Chicago.
Chicago immediately. All right. Somebody was paying attention.
Yeah.
So then you go from Chicago to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
How much play time did you see?
I was on practice squad in Detroit for about, 5-6 weeks?
Okay.
And then they activated me for 3 weeks.
All right. And then what was the phone call from the Philadelphia Eagles?
That they was basically claiming me, and am I happy to, you know, be an Eagle? But for the most part was you know, you need to get in here, learn this playbook, and learn it fast.
Yo, get your ass in here. Was it get your ass in here?
Nah.
You can say it.
It was basically like, hey, you got to learn this fast and get it on the road because we might need you. You might be up.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, just you notice, he grew up in Florida. He played for Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
New England, Chicago, Detroit, Philly, like that's like just a complete change of atmosphere for him.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Hold on. You can see upset. I was just thinking about it.
We're happy you're here. We don't want you going anywhere. But, I mean, can you get someplace warm, you know?
Man. Yeah, being from Florida, you want to go someplace warm. Every place I've been, like you said, has been super cold. But here I can tolerate it. It's not as bad I've been to New England and Chicago, the Windy City. So I can pretty much tolerate it here.
All right. Cravon, we're going to get real personal with you.
All right.
We understand that you've had an interesting run with your family, specifically your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that you're very public about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to tell everybody everything about it.
Well, basically, my brother, he's incarcerated right now. He's currently...
This is a very interesting story, everybody, just so you know.
Yeah. He's currently incarcerated. right now, serving life. This year is going on his 10th year. And a couple of days ago was the first time we actually got some good news. And
retrial.
A retrial, yeah. So
I've been keeping up.
Yeah. So the first two counts got denied, obviously. And then for the third time, his appeal was accepted. And his trial is on the 9th, Monday.
Oh.
So that's Monday night football. So we got to get that dub. And yep. Number two, after that, Tuesday morning, I would be flying to Orlando to go attend a trial.
All right. Well, we're gonna drop the Cravon challenge right now, because Boston just brought back my new car.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I dropped the challenge on him before the Buffalo game. If he scored a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
he would have my car for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 weeks because I was going to be away for a week.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be just a week. All right. But understand that, you know, you're going through the rookie ranks right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fortunately, the Green Legion vehicle of choice is a brand new Ghibli Maserati.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody have any arguments here? I give up my car to Cravon LeBlanc for a week if he has an interception this week against the Giants.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good.
But what if you get a pick six?
Then 2 weeks and I pay for all the gas.
Oh. I think it's a pick six. That's a month.
No, I want that car before I go.
You're gonna be gone anyway for a while.
I have had not had a vehicle for 2 weeks right now, man. I felt kind of like, you know, dropping your pants in the middle of a public square, naked as hell.
Okay. But this is a good week though to get it going. We haven't played Daniel Jones yet. We've had a lot of great, terrible Eli Manning play here the last few years. Let's keep it going. Give us a pick six. Give us a pick.
So is that what it is? Is it pick six or just
here
a pick?
We go? No, Cravon. Here we go. Because Cravon and Dave have to leave in 2 minutes right now. Cravon, I would be happy to give you my vehicle for a week. If you have an interception,
uh-huh.
If you have a pick six, I'll give it to you for 2 weeks.
Okay, challenge accepted.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to bring the mask out some way, somehow. Just y'all stay tuned.
Real quick, because they have 1 minute left. Cravon.
Yeah. What's up?
When you're not playing football, what is your favorite thing to do?
Probably play video games. Probably like 2K.
You're a gamer?
Yeah, Call of Duty. Or if I'm not doing that, I'm probably like traveling or shopping or something.
It's always a reminder that these players are the age of my kids.
No.
They all say the same thing.
No, seriously. I get it.
Yeah, I
still play video games.
Yeah.
You watch Maury Povich.
Yeah, and I play video games.
So. All right. Well, that's what we have. All right, let's do this. Everybody, we're going to come back for our final segment on Green Legion Radio. We want to thank Dave Spadaro and Cravon LeBlanc for being here today.
Thanks, guys.
You guys, we'll be back with more Green Legion Radio from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. All right, everybody, we're back for our final segment of Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time. We're happy to have Chris Sack back on. Tree.
Some of us are.
Get up here.
Oh, Big Tree?
Yes. Oh, Big Tree Fall Hard. What movie?
Wedding Crashers.
Absolutely. Big Tree Fall Hard. Get up here.
So we can make up more stories?
Yeah. There we go. You are an angry young man.
Yeah.
I learned from
I'm
the
an angry man.
I
you are an angry young man.
People, if you have to deal with Quimby twice a week, you'd be an angry.
Anyway, so let's move on.
Yeah, finally. Thank you.
All right, everybody, let's talk about what we know regarding the Giants. Let me speak first, if I may.
Sure.
We never run a trip to the Meadowlands unless it has playoff implications. Do you know why?
Because the whole system stinks up there.
Just say it's a dump.
The parking lot sucks. The stadium sucks. The tickets suck.
Hold on.
It is
obviously everybody does not know enough about me yet.
Yeah.
We don't run a trip up to the Meadowlands every year because I can't stand every single damn thing that comes out of New York or North Jersey. Thank you. End of story. We can talk about how the schedule is up there.
Yeah.
How operations are, how they don't open up the gates until 9 a.m., how it's resting on a swamp, how there's nothing but hooker motels next to it.
What's wrong with that?
How there's not a good seat in the damn house.
Sorry about
that's
that.
Right,
family friendly here at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia.
Awkward.
The whole place stinks. It absolutely sucks. All right, there you go. The whole place, the entire organization, everything around it sucks. So, We don't go there. But if we win the next three games in a row,
we will have to go run
a Green Legion trip.
Yes,
and
we
bring
do.
The whole staff. Sounds no, great.
Yeah, no, I go, can't baby. Wait for you to spend my money again, yeah.
Dia. I'm so good at this.
You are very, very good at it. All right.
He is pretty liberal with your wallet.
Yeah, he is.
At least he wasn't ripping me.
All right, let's start on the far end of the panel and work our way in. Diaz, what do we know about the Giants?
Oh, my gosh. The Giants. Listen, Gettleman doesn't know what's up. Saquon's down. Daniel Jones started hot. Not that good.
Pick six.
Let's start a new tradition. So many great memories of Eli getting hit and throwing the INTs the last, I don't know, decade or so over here. Right. Let's start it up again. Monday Night Football.
Hollis.
I do know that pick six, he blows chunks. But it's the one thing about this game, though, that kind of pisses me off, it's kind of like one of the games we just had. This is a game, a team that's going to be
that we should win.
That we should win, but this is a desperate team. So a former,
I don't know if the Giants are a desperate team. At this point, we should be the desperate
team.
Yes,
we will be the desperate team, but I think that given this game that we just had, I'm interested to see how we should attack them and break their will early and often.
All right.
So it's because they have nothing.
Sackmaster.
Unlike the team that we just played, who has a head coach that they believe in Brian Flores, they have one that's on the way out with the Giants and Pat Shermer.
That is true.
Hey, Diaz, just so you know, you're the last on this seat right now because Chris, you know, could take your spot at any point in time.
What's this?
He brings a whole lot more to the table.
Yeah.
What?
Rob has to be here because that's my crutch.
Yeah. I sit one week and then I'm replaced. What the hell?
That's your fault.
Daniel Jones leads the league in fumbles. Their defense is atrocious. I don't know if Evan Engram or Golden Tate is going to play this week.
Yep.
But hell, does that even matter? It's just upsetting. I don't think I've ever sat through a football game, any sporting event in my mind, where I shook my head as much as I did this past Sunday.
Yeah, well,
it was. It almost felt this inevitable feeling coming on.
Diaz missed this one, and Quimby, I don't know if you missed it too. They scored a touchdown, I think, in the third quarter.
I don't know if you guys know.
I know.
I didn't make it through.
I know. I got your text.
Yeah.
You walked right past me and said, "Read your text messages."
They scored a touchdown.
They scored a touchdown. They had an inflatable dolphin.
Oh God!
That was dancing up and down on its head.
Oh God!
And three Looney Tunes along next to it in the corner of the end zone, holding up the kickoff.
Well, see, that
was a joke. It was like a Phantoms game.
Yeah, but you know, the weird thing was, I think you're the only one that saw those Looney Tunes. It was hot outside.
Hold on a second. Tree, we're going to skip you for a moment because Rob obviously has something he has to get off his chest.
Nothing to really get off my chest.
You look amped up to talk.
Well, I thought it was funny that when you sent the text out telling us, hey, you know, I'm tired, I'm getting ready to leave, and he gets up, I go, I'll see you later. He's like, no, I'm coming back. I'm like, what planet is he on? He's not coming back.
Do you guys know what happened?
Yeah, I know you were worn out. I know that.
It's not that. I went to a center and I got fluids.
Right.
I was tapped up. I got a happy bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good things, my
friend. I literally got to the first time, and understand what we do down there and what I do personally. All right. When you're in 82 degrees.
I think you almost died in the Reaper costume.
As soon as I put the Reaper costume on,
you're
5 minutes later, I literally felt like I was about to die.
Diaz, he took his mask off, and he was drenched in sweat.
It was
unbelievable.
Everybody,
and I did not feel right. After that, I came up to the seats with
Tony,
after I waited for him to get there. And after the first quarter, I'm like, dude, something's wrong. Yeah. I couldn't feel my legs.
Well, Tony
they
said,
both froze up.
Tony said
I stood up and I'm like, there's a problem here.
Tony said he actually was something wrong. And he was like, no, everything's fine. And he's like, no, it's not.
Well, I couldn't tell because Quimby led about 15 Eagles chants for the first quarter.
That's what I thought
feel,
he
I couldn't feel my legs when I was doing it, but I kept feeling like, you know, if you're having a stroke, it's on the left side. You know, you kind of know what's going on. It didn't feel like that. It just frozen solid. Like I had just ran a marathon and had no water along the way.
Right.
Climbing those steps up was pretty rough.
Steps were nothing compared to trying to get on that concrete abutment or everybody else's table in the tailgate and leading those chants. But I will give that up, and I don't feel as though me leaving had anything to do with the outcome of the game.
No.
So
But we can pretend. We can start it.
You can blame that on me, too.
Let's blame that.
Somebody has to. Anyway, Tree, what do you think about the Giants, baby?
Well, to be quite honest, obviously I agree with all of you guys.
Obviously.
If you would have asked me before this past game, I would have said that this would be a complete and total Eagles blowout.
Right.
That we would murder them. But now, don't get me wrong, I still think we're going to win, but it's going to be
by
closer.
The skin of our teeth?
It's going to be
skin
a little.
Skin of our teeth. Well said.
Yeah. No confidence.
Rob?
We're an 8.5-point favorite right now for this game.
We were a 10.5-point favorite against Miami.
I know. I'm just saying. So, I mean, I want them to win, but what do I have to pick them to win?
Right.
Even before the Dolphins game, we were sitting like,
I'm sorry, and I should have asked Dave this. I can't believe I forgot. What's the status of our best running back and injury report?
I haven't read anything in the last 2 days, and the thing is, his fingers, you never really know, but they're usually not month-long injuries.
Well,
this would be his fourth game out.
But see, it's different when you think about an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, and a linebacker, because we do not have to carry the ball. You lose the strength in your arm. But as a guy that's going forward,
all right, so Hollis, explain to us what's happening with him right now.
Basically,
from your football perspective,
from my perspective, he's losing the strength. He's lost the strength in his arm. It's a stinger that is constantly stinging. If you're a player that doesn't have to carry the ball and hold the ball, like you get this, you don't have this when you have a stinger. Like I could do this all day,
right?
And the rest of me, the rest of my weight and the other side will take care of it. Him, he can't do that.
I got you.
Yeah, so it's a little different.
But doesn't it heal on a...
Everybody's body's different.
I know, but it seems like it's a very long stinger.
Well, you see the hits he's taking conditions.
No, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
It seems like a D-Jax abdominal strain.
Well, see, we're all traumatized by that.
And everybody, make sure you say hi to D-Jax on your way out.
Awkward.
We're traumatized by that, we're thinking that's... All right.
That's been the MO of this medical staff, though. You're day to day. You're more so week to week. If you're week to week, you're month to month. It's frustrating.
So we didn't bring it up. I thought Groh should have been out of here last year. This offense is vanilla as hell.
His dad fired him. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, let's go around the panel real fast. Diaz, anything you want to get off your chest? Final thoughts?
My final thoughts is good job for you coming back and roaring into the green, the big boys fantasy league playoffs. That's good.
I'm not there.
Yeah, you are. You're in there.
I'm in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Seriously.
You got the 6 seed last night.
I did?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
I have no idea because you don't know what you're doing.
I scored 148 points against Stanker. He's going to be pissed off about that.
Yeah, I think you pushed him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Big dog, Tank, Thomas.
I think I pretty much got it off in that one segment where somebody, I'm not going to say Rob Believers, doesn't know what it means to play on a team. And he thinks it's okay to pump up your quarterback when he's mediocre at best currently, and he's shown us that he could be an MVP. I'll be here all week, Rob, if you would like to know what a team means.
Wait for my time.
This
has been Tank TV, 78. Goodbye.
I don't know if this is getting off my chest, but I'd like to bring some attention to the hockey team in town who led all of November in points.
Yeah. That's excellent. What's going to happen in April?
Hey, if you've paid any attention to the Flyers this season, there's two things. The general manager doesn't sit on his hands and brings up the talent from the minors.
That's true.
And the head coach, exactly. And the head coach is not scared to sit there and call out his veterans like Voracek and Giroux and tell it like it is. This is a different hockey team.
I cut them off. I haven't paid or watched a single Flyers game this season.
I have.
Well, that's because the Sixers are 8-1 in their last.
I don't think you're being fair to this new regime.
Excuse me.
It's nice.
It's not a new regime. It's beautiful. A new coach
and a new general manager.
Any
newer players?
I gotta go. With
a 21-year-old goaltender.
I gotta go with Sack on this one.
You gotta follow.
Tree.
Until they do something, he doesn't have to follow anybody.
Hollis, you're done.
Okay, good things. Mazel, mazel.
Well, you know, what I need to get off my chest is not sports related.
She's here. We go.
No.
Yes,
no, no.
You're not going to put it out there?
I'm not going to put it out there. It's actually DJ related, but I don't know if you guys want to hear it or not.
Do it.
As a DJ, I just want to let everyone know that to come up to a working DJ and try to explain the song you want to hear by singing it or humming it to me,
It just won't work. I won't know what you're talking about. Look it up on your phone. Do something.
Tree, I was not with you guys. You guys looked like you were having a blast, but I was getting DJ requests at home in concert hocking through Facebook and Twitter to play songs during the pep rally. I was like, "Yo, I'm not. I couldn't make it this weekend. I don't know what to tell you. So I hear your pain."
Rob, two quick things. I will not be a prima donna athlete like Hollis Thomas.
Like Hollis Thomas? Thomas?
Whatever his name
Thomas?
Is. Hollis Thomas?
Cut his mic now.
I know. This is my time.
Cut his mic now.
I get my 30 seconds here.
Cut his mic.
So I won't make blanket statements about the team. And cut one thing to get off my chest, Chris Sack, I got to tell you, when the DJ has the microphone, he kept trying to grab the mic from him. A couple people did during the pep rally, late in the pep rally. Guys, if you don't have an experience with a microphone, you've been drinking, less is more.
Four hours.
Hey, Rob, less is more.
4 hours of running security in the back and
oh, yeah.
And that one chick wearing a staff shirt trying to get her hooker friends in there.
Oh, God.
You tried dealing with
family friends.
Sorry.
You got kids.
You tried dealing with that. Tell me, man, the alcohol is flowing.
Okay, just so you know, I was the one that put the staff shirt on that.
I know you did.
So, anyway.
Oh, God, you really was delirious, weren't you?
Yeah. Here we go. Hey, everybody. Chickies and Pete's has the best away game watch parties. Get the real feel in-game experience at all Chickies and Pete's locations. I only have one thing to get off my chest while we are finishing up live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. I want to thank Tim and Joe, the owners of the Parrot,
yes,
for the absolute most amazing experience that I think we've ever been able to provide to our clients.
Amen.
It was phenomenal. And there's on somewhere here in my tunage.
Before you roll out, you know your birthday's in 5 days.
Oh.
Happy early birthday, Quim.
All right.
Birthday, Quim.
I can't believe I made it this far. I still don't think I'll make it to the next one. But
if Sunday's any indication, that may be true.
Hey, actually, can I say one thing?
Sure, Tree.
You know, being the independent DJ contractor for you guys, I do want to say and put out there on the podcast, thank you so much to you.
Yes.
And to Marilyn. Please. Marilyn, Connie. Knocked it out the park, man. Like,
and Diaz was knocking it out when he was absolutely back home, you know, dealing with a situation.
Yeah. Absolutely,
thanks,
Diaz.
Thanks to
Diaz.
Amanda and Emily who stepped
absolutely
up. Thanks
Amanda
to Jimmy Bacon.
It.
Thanks to Leonardo. Yeah. Thanks to Lewis.
Lewis.
Blue. Colors. Blue. Who else are we missing?
Bacon. Just Bacon. And
no, I said Bacon.
Bacon in general. It's delicious.
Captain Dempsey Summer.
Cap.
Hold on a second. Captain might be the most funny, not funny guy on the planet. Does that make any sense?
Yes. It makes total sense.
Like strangely, it does.
He doesn't say, he doesn't create a joke ever, but his delivery is just hilarious. Every single time. Sir, you can't go there. I know you want to. I know you want to, but you can't. You can't.
Oh, he was loving that door. Yeah. During the security, that was great.
That door was awesome. Oh, sorry. And thanks to Pops and his wife. Running security at the fence line.
We forgot Chad.
Chad was in full force for us as well.
Yep.
So,
absolutely.
Anyway, enough self-appreciation. My staff is so much better than I am. Everybody, we're going to sign off from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia tonight. We will see you next week. If, in fact, the Eagles lose Monday night, I predict a riot.
Slowly.
Hit it, Diaz.
CGP.
And unfortunately, I don't have the right song up. So I'm going back, hopefully, to...
One more time, Diaz.
There it is.
CGP.
Yeah, we got this. Professional organization here, understood. Unfortunately, we have a sports team fishing ad. But we're going to get where we need to be. Everybody, we'll see you at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia again next Tuesday.